Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
One of the most contentious aspects of anti-discrimination law are the exemptions to that law that are granted to religious bodies under a raft of sort of get-outs that they have. There was a bit of a furore last year when Rob Hulls announced there were going to be changes to this law, which were not actually going to get rid of these religious exemptions altogether. They were just going to modify them. Now, I was in conversation with a lawyer recently, and he said this change would actually make it more difficult to fight these religious exemptions than it had been before. So I thought we'd get in touch with our resident legal eagle to find out what she thought. And she's on the line now, Christina Antoniadis from Nichols Family Law. Good morning.
Morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I am very well. I'm on holidays for a week, so I am really well.
Oh, well, sorry to disturb you on your holidays. You are you somewhere nice or just having a holiday at home?
No, I'm actually heading down to Lawn today, so...
Oh,
lovely cold, but lovely.
You know, be able to surf in the fog.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, at least you'll leave a wake behind.
Exactly.
Okay, now, what is all this about the changes to the religious exemptions to the Victorian anti-discrimination law?
Essentially, what the government is proposing, and it is only Victorian law, is that there'll be an exemption for religious bodies or organisations to discriminate on the basis of sexuality, on the basis of marital status, so a single mother, for example.
Uh-huh.
The way it's going to work in with society is that organisations such as Centre Care or St Vincent's Hospital or even at religious schools can discriminate by saying, I'm sorry, you don't adhere to our religious beliefs, therefore we don't want you within our organisation. Now, that can be whether you're working there, you're employed there as a teacher, which we know there are a number of gay and lesbian teachers. It can affect our children if they want to attend those institutions, and they can even affect welfare organisations who have a strong religious backing and get the majority of their funding from those religious bodies.
Because this is the essence of this case that's going on at the moment, isn't it?
The
Cobourg Community Health, who run way out the rural GLBTI suicide youth outreach project.
Yes.
Up against the Christian Brethren, who run a sort of holiday camp down there, and they didn't want to let it to way out because it was a gay organisation, and
exactly,
they said that would be against their religious principles. But way out are arguing that this camp is not a religious institution, even though it's owned by one, and therefore the exemptions don't apply.
Yes.
Will that situation be better or worse under the changes that Mr. Hulls is proposing?
My personal view is it's going to be worse, and the reason for that is that the religious bodies, and that's a perfect example, because they may not be religious themselves, but they have the backing of the religious organisation. So the onus is actually on the victim or the person that's discriminated against to bring an action to the commission or to VCAT. And the religious body doesn't have to do anything until that action's brought. So for people that may not have the funds to prosecute a matter like that, or don't know their rights, or are embarrassed, nothing will actually get done. And I think that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be discriminated against, and there is not going to be any recourse for them.
So, and is that different from the way the situation is now?
The situation at the moment is their bodies have to actually say why it is that they're discriminating against a person and why it is it falls under an exemption. With the new law, what actually happens is that the onus has been shifted from the religious body to the victim or the person that's being discriminated against.
Ah.
So that's why I think it's going to actually be more problematic for the community, because if people don't bring these issues to light and they don't go to VCAT, then they're going to get away with that sort of discrimination. And it's not simply discrimination within a school or discrimination within employment. It's so far-reaching across the community that it's going to have such ramifications for the gay community.
This is sort of the opposite of what Mr. Hull said it was going to be, though, because he claimed, if I remember rightly, when these changes were brought in, that he was tightening the religious exemptions, and they would only now be available to people involved in the actual religious side of things. They wouldn't apply to people who were being employed in non-religious enterprises that happened to be owned by religious bodies.
That was the intention of the legislation. So basically, Hull said that they would no longer discriminate on race, disability, age, all of those all of those characteristics. But he hasn't actually gone as far as to now say, well, by shifting the onus, he's actually making it harder for people. It's making it easier to be discriminated against, essentially. You know, I've already seen it with some people that have actually, I've got friends that are school teachers that have been fired, and that they work within religious organisations such as schools. But the problem is, even though they're not teaching religious education, they're not adhering to the beliefs of the school. And they're actually able to be fired.
Right. And the changes to the law don't change that situation.
No, they don't. They don't. They say it is going to, but the fact of the matter is, if you have a gay person that's teaching in, for example, a Catholic private school,
yes, indeed,
and they are a gay or a lesbian teacher, then the reality is they won't be able. Their job is in danger. And I've had three people I know that have lost their jobs, and they've just said to me, you know what, it is not worth fighting because I'm the one that has to take it forward, and I can't afford legal fees because I'm now unemployed. And B, I don't want to have to go to VCAT for what is, to me, a basic human right. Essentially, what this new legislation is doing is it's discriminating on the basis of biology. I mean, we don't choose to be gay, and obviously that's...
It's also discriminating on the basis of income, by the sound of it,
exactly,
as well.
Exactly. There are so many ramifications, and especially, can I say, I have a lot of gay and lesbian clients that have children, and they get supported by organisations such as Anglicare and Centrecare, and those organisations are run by religious, they're religious welfare agencies, mm-hmm. essentially, and they mm-hmm. can refuse to offer services to gay and lesbian people on that basis. I mean, it's just appalling. Why should we not be afforded the same rights as heterosexuals on the basis that we, on the basis of our sexuality? It is appalling. This legislation really, really eats at me.
It sounds a little bit as though Mr. Hull's pulled a bit of a fast one here, because, as I say, the story was quite the opposite when he was trying to get these things through. So I think maybe we'll see if we can get him on the programme to explain.
I would love to hear that, Doug. I'd love to hear the hard questions.
I would love to get an answer out of a Labour politician on anything. It's rather rare. I've been trying to get Julia Gillard to come on this programme, and I must say I have had an answer from her office.
Have you?
Yes. Someone will be in touch.
Okay.
And then, the interesting thing was, the someone who did get, someone has since been in touch.
Okay.
So we are in conversation. Nothing's been decided or happened yet, but I keep pushing.
That would be an interesting interview, Doug.
It would be. But I think, you know, with the state elections coming up in November, we need to get Mr. Hull's on as well. Okay, thanks for that, Christina. I did not realise that the situation was going to be that bad. And let's hope we can... put a bit of pressure on with an election coming up.
Fantastic. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you. That was Christina Antoniadis there from Nichols Family Law.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.